just hit record.
Is this not our board?
This doesn't seem right.
This is right. This is a new.
Our lights are flashing in and out of sequence. Yeah, wait, is that one supposed to be flashing?
Yeah.
Why is that light flashing? Joel, that light.
Yeah, dude. It's
our
your
board
friend.
For the hour, man. We pay for
it's
her.
It's your friend.
It's your friend. This is our new droid, ZL-L8. Otherwise known as a Zoom Live Track.
So
let's say its name is Zoom
LA.
Podcasts, caller 80. Podcasts are challenging because they are a non-visual medium.
Yeah.
I've been told that they're a non-visual medium. I don't know if that's true or not. That
you
sounds
see it.
Like tribal
you haven't
knowledge
seen it.
You
don't
you haven't seen it yet, yeah.
Exactly.
You don't look at your podcast hard enough.
I close my eyes when I record.
It's a square object. It's got a lot of lights and buttons on it for our yeah. listeners.
And sometimes Foley sounds.
How's it smell, Joel?
Good.
See? It's expensive.
Gross.
It's expensive.
Burnt toast, but that's not because
to talk on fucking visual mediums. Me and Tina had a discussion before you boys got here, and then we got invested. So we got a new board.
Yes.
We haven't fucking set it up yet.
We are professional.
We have an input jack for phones, so we'll be taking calls for an episode.
We'll be making prank calls for an entire episode.
It must be.
We have fucking like a beat pad we can program. We're going to have all kinds of podcasts coming to you, boys, because now we just took all the fucking time out of goddamn editing, a.k.a. I have my nights back, and we can just fucking let it rip.
That's why we're here, really.
Seasons of this shit. And I guess, technically now, this begins season two.
Does it?
Yeah, each year is a season.
Oh, because it's 2020, and hindsight is 2020. Yeah. And we made a huge mistake when we started this podcast, and so now we have hindsight, and we can look back and say, oh.
Yeah.
And we're starting season two.
Season two, boys.
Wait.
Season two is going to be better than season one because it's twice as much.
Yeah, okay, I don't know why you're pointing at me, but yes, you're right.
Put your fucking finger down, bud.
Because season two.
Season 20.
This is the seat prequel. Hold on now.
See?
Right now, Brandon and Tina are pointing at each other.
Everyone
no one knows this.
They're not matching, though.
So,
you
no,
guys,
wait,
like,
I brought that up.
Are you right eye dominant?
Yeah.
Are you right eye dominant?
Yeah.
You got your fingers should have mashed up just now. But then if they do, it might like implode the universe.
Yeah, more than likely.
Guys,
but you were saying
we just switched bodies.
Podcasts are not visual mediums, which, fuck me, I didn't know. I thought this was going on YouTube.
I mean, I look at the podcast while I'm listening to it.
Yeah.
But I mentioned that because we got some requests from Patreon, which were very, like, freaking, we have to do these requests.
Yeah.
That's true.
For tutorials, but the tutorials would have been very visual.
Yeah. But good news.
So we're going to record the podcast and video, but we're going to do the tutorials audio only.
Yep, that's the plan. So we're going to be like, okay, so
they're going to have video of us talking to each other, staring into each other's eyes.
Turn your airbrush to about, and then when you spray it like, psst,
oh, shit.
And then you hear that? That's overspray. You got to fix that.
That sounds like over. If you hear
you
overspray.
Messed up. You messed up. Hold on. You got to strip the whole thing over. Strip that paint. Strip it.
And here's what it sounds like.
So what we're doing is we're taking a part of my house and turning into a studio.
Ah, yes. We did talk about this.
We're going to have a neon
sign.
Background shit, a table, so we can have like nice fancy gamer moment lighting.
You guys are gonna be able to like, you're gonna be able to see the money shots, not just hear them.
Not just hear them, you're gonna visually see them.
Visually see them.
You can see the soul leaving Tino's eyes every time he sits down and puts those pair of headphones on.
It's gone now.
It's gone now. It's gone. Yeah. But yeah, we're gonna do that, and that's gonna be some fun Patreon shit. But
Patreon.
Brandon. Why are we here, bud?
We are here.
Why are you guys in my fucking living room? My God, what time is it?
You told us.
It's after dinner time.
8:17 on a Wednesday
night. Tino's hungry.
That if we didn't come over, that we were not invited to your birthday party.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah. So
you guys can't come to my sleepover.
Here we are.
Man, that's upsetting.
This bullshit.
That's upsetting, man.
I'm my own
Brandon, what are we doing?
Tell him why we're here, though, bud. He answered the question, but he kind of just...
went off.
You smell burnt toast? That's not a toaster that Rachel left on.
That did happen earlier. Why are we here? Are we all a result of a cosmic coincidence, or is there really a god?
Fast forward.
Some civilizations developed a division of labor, which allowed them to create permanent dwellings and stop becoming nomadic.
Four times speed.
Wait,
and then here we are. We're here to...
Slow down.
Pause.
Amazon. No, we went too far.
That... there's generations of people that teach other people stuff through Tribal knowledge?
Segway.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Bro, okay. We just did a Segway so like fucking Tony Hawk and I-44.
Did you see that new Segway? That's
you,
like,
you did
it's like
steal
a chair.
My thunder, but
it's Xavier's
chair.
What
is it, Professor X's chair?
Professor X's chair.
It's
the chair's
from Wall-E. No, that's not what I thought. I thought fucking, what's his name? Yes, Wall-E.
It's the Wall-E chairs from
that's
the
That's what I thought.
So
I'm like,
Segway,
we're on our way to that.
The end is nigh.
And also the Matrix, like you're saying. So there's like a hose in the back that they suck you through when you're dead.
Dude, shit. Sign me up to the Matrix. I think I would do good in that video game.
Oh, I do fine in the Matrix. Like, yeah.
It's a bunch
steaks
of like really
taste better than ever, and they're not made
that's
of
the whole point.
Plants.
That's my whole. I
they're
plan
made
to get through life
bits.
As little as with as little self awareness as possible.
Bits
it's been
of other
very
people
well so far.
So yeah, we're talking about tribes.
Yeah,
I mean, right. So here's the deal.
There's tribes are in there. There's something about learning.
So
there's something going
talk.
On.
So here's the trick. Like,
what is tribal knowledge?
You know, I can talk about teaching.
When you're in right. So Bailey.
So
is,
these are the things, people.
These are this is here's the deal. We're about to learn y'all some stuff because
edumification.
Yes, you're gonna be edumificated.
You're gonna do education.
With the fu is a very important syllable in that word. Where when you have a community, especially the Gunpla community. One of the whole points of having a community is so that you can learn from other people.
Share knowledge.
Right. Yep. So when you like share knowledge, what are the media that we use to share knowledge? Like sometimes you can watch tutorials online and or like read articles about how to do stuff.
I like tablets.
Yeah, what?
Made of stone.
What? Cuneiform, right? You're one of those Rosetta Stone, like, hey, let's learn how to do cuneiform. This is going to be great. Ooh, how many letters were there? It's going to be fantastic.
What else do we do?
What else do we do? Sometimes we chisel arrowheads occasionally.
Are forums just cavemen?
Yeah.
Caves?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's writings all carved in the wall by the user.
We're in the... It's the early stage
Master
of the internet.
Chief 420 once said... Halo 2 sucks ass and everyone killed him
with a Z.
Sucks
with
ass was spelled SUXAZZ.
Exacto knife.
Printed
45 degree angle.
By like, post, by post.
L337.
Thousands of years from now. And this is the Museum of Neopets on their forums. You can see the delegation of a higher society.
You need to be
18
plus
IQ.
To go into those RP forums.
Somebody mentioned furries?
Oh my God.
Mommy, what's the back room with a big R? That's Reddit. We don't go in there.
You don't want to go in there. I thought you were going to say it's
they
RuneScape.
Caused the Great
like,
War
definitely.
Of the
no.
Five Planets back in 3030. And...
We're still recovering.
So that's why
we're still rebuilding.
That's why now there's
yeah,
only
we're
four
still
planets.
Rebuilding.
Right.
We're still rebuilding. But I mean, so
Wangtopia was completely destroyed.
Yeah.
We still haven't recovered from that loss.
Fuck.
No.
But
luckily, our planet, Pubeville was still totally
Pubeville?
Fine.
Pubeville.
Ye old Pubeville.
Ye old Pubeville.
You know what? The Bezos clan made out just fine.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
So this is a podcast about Baby Yoda and Fortnite.
Yes.
Thanks
Baby
for joining
Yoda.
Us, guys.
Baby Yoda.
What? Baby Yoda, dude. Episode 15 had me fucking hard, buddy.
Wait, you're on 15?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, episode 15.
Are you talking about?
The Jar Jar Binks Academy.
Oh, Jar Jar Binks Academy was fine.
I physically recoiled at that.
Well, yeah.
What the fuck was that awkward silence that I'm not editing out with the podcast? Yeah.
Let's leave
guys,
it.
This is some of our highest quality content. Okay, let's talk about tribal knowledge. So here's the deal about learning. Everybody learns a little bit differently, and sometimes you can't learn stuff like from reading it online or from watching YouTube videos. And
we're not talking about learning styles, by the way, because that's a myth.
And so the only what
learning styles are a myth.
No, I'm saying people learn things differently. I'm not talking about learning styles.
Okay,
that's a
good.
Different situation.
Good.
That's
keep going.
A different situation.
You are valid. Keep going.
Yeah.
You are.
Hold
Brandon,
up. You can
Brandon?
Fact check me, but I think that you learn best if you you read something first, then maybe like you watch a video, and then someone shows you how to do it, and then you teach someone how to do it.
Definitely
isn't
multiple forms are better.
Put into one.
What? Yeah.
Well, multiple
step by
forms
step.
Are better than one.
That's how you do it, because multiple
this
positions.
Is how we do
what?
It.
Yeah. Wait,
that's
what were we talking
she
about?
Asked for.
Tribal knowledge.
Yes. Yes. Not learning.
Not learning.
Just tribal knowledge.
But
what it
learning.
Is. Explain to the people at home and me what tribal knowledge is.
Oh, yeah. So this is stuff that is not written down.
Yeah.
It's things that are passed down from the elders to the youngers.
Okay.
In sort of a maybe ceremonial way, but not always. You know, I mean, sometimes, like, yeah, there's the passing of the sacred X-Acto knife, but besides that,
is there
everybody just sort of learns,
blood sacrifice.
Yeah,
blood
sacrifice.
There's
a blood
goes fire. The is there dancing. Slicing of the wrist involved? No, not wrist. Palm, right?
Yes.
Not wrist.
You
there was a thumb wrist. For me.
Why did I say Tino looked at Bailey? Kind of cold are you and Tino, Bailey?
Taily and Bino.
Taily and Bino.
Taily and Bino.
So, I think tribal knowledge is pretty big in scale modeling.
Yeah,
I
no,
mean, that's
it
why
super
you
is.
It up.
Yeah. I mean, skill modeling, like.
And we could bring up a few examples.
It's been around for a long time. And, like, you could go back to the fine arts of old, like, more than just cave painting. But even during the Renaissance, people would, like, apprentice under artistic masters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's they would then learn their skills that way. Because,
like, journeyman and that. Where the
yeah, like Blade
exactly,
Smith.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And there are still master apprentice relationships.
That's very
in
much the
Star
pure,
Wars.
I would say the most modern day version of that is like a blacksmith apprentice journeyman.
Blade, right,
master.
Yeah. Blade Smith.
Yeah, Blade
yeah.
Smith. Anything that really involves. Usually
skill.
Making that
right.
is very involved.
And especially making things that are very complicated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like,
there's
okay,
a lot of steps to it.
Tino, sit
Hello.
Down and make a table.
Okay.
I will provide you with a written instruction sheet.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is this, that enough to make a table?
Is this an IKEA table?
I mean, yes. Like,
okay, yes.
Like,
that is
it's
enough,
enough
to make a table.
Yeah, a written instruction
That's
sheet
not
is
a
enough
table.
To make a table. And in fact,
IKEA
could,
doesn't even label it as
probably,
such. They only label it as, like, holding object.
Yeah,
flat
it's a holding
flat.
Rectangle of truth, otherwise known as Skurtengagen.
Flat,
and it's got an umlaut. Why is the umlaut coming there?
Surface.
It's a black metal band
for objects for disc. Objects for placing.
Electricity. Well, we're not cave
I get Brandon's point though. I mean, certainly exactly like Joel said. In those cases, like carpentry especially, you'd learn best if you had a carpenter.
If you had
you
a
know,
master.
Giving, yeah, exactly. Giving Sensei. You the kind of the guideline and,
well,
and demonstrating.
A broader example of that is karate.
Did you just say
karate? Well, I just watched The Art of Self-Defense, and it's a great fucking movie. It's on Hulu. Please go watch it. It is a
Shameless
dark... comedy about this dude that got mugged and he learns karate.
Oh, classic.
And it's fucking, dude, it's almost like a dark horror comedy a little bit. It's really fucking good. But you're learning from sensei. You're learning
from
one master.
But you don't learn it from a book, yeah.
Yeah. There's books on how to do karate, but I can sure as shit, someone that read a book 25 times versus the person that has someone to go through and be disciplined and have that reoccurring, you know, practice and strength building and testing,
and
pushing limits, they're going to be stronger in a sparring contest or whatever skill they're learning.
Mm-hmm.
I could watch videos on how to, you know, fucking learn to make wood things, tables and such. I can learn from watch videos from like Tested and shit,
mm-hmm.
you know, stuff like that.
Oh,
woodworking
yeah.
channels,
but
right?
You got to do it.
But if I spent,
That's
if I did that
thing.
For a year, right? And did it in practice work, I bet you sure as shit 6 months with Nick Offerman and his wood shop, I would be light years away from fucking someone
like,
that learned online.
That's the time. Like, you can watch a bunch of YouTube videos on airbrushing.
But until you do it.
Right. If somebody shows you how to do it, and then you do it, and then maybe you teach someone else how to do it, you're going to be a whole lot farther ahead than, you know, me. Who didn't?
Is,
I learned airbrushing in a vacuum. Like, I had no clue. I didn't have anybody to talk to. Like, nobody showed me how to do it, so I had to dick my way through it.
It is feasible, but it takes longer.
Yep.
And
you're more likely to pick up bad habits teaching yourself something.
Yep.
You're not supposed to lick the paintbrush, Tino. Don't lick the brush.
Well,
Brandon still licks the paintbrush.
Because I lick my paintbrushes.
No, ironically, you bring up a good point with that, because when I was watching hand painting videos,
I mean,
saw all these mini
dudes
licking the brush.
I always lick my brushes,
you can
but
lick
I don't know
it,
why.
Before the paint's on it.
Well, I do it because it
well,
straightens
no, there's
out.
There's dudes that, like, they'll be paint on there and they'll lick it.
Yeah, like, I do that too because it keeps the tip pointy. Like, that's why I do it.
That's bad.
It helps.
But
no, it's acrylic. It's fine.
It's acrylic.
Drugs
so
are bad.
But it's...
You
well,
have a,
drugs
you
are
just
bad.
Have a spin bucket next to you.
But, like,
okay.
It's good for you.
That's a weird habit that...
Yeah.
I'm sure if you sat down with one of those guys, they would tell you at first, don't do this. It's a bad habit.
Exactly. And then they
Instead
would
of
do
you
it.
Watching them subconsciously being like, well, he does it. I'll try it.
Right.
I mean, I tried it once. I was like, this is fucked. What am I putting a paintbrush
but see,
in my mouth?
I tried it once and I was like, wow, that worked really well. Now I got a sharp paintbrush.
My bad habit is I twist it on my thumb to get
now
it straight.
Oh, no.
So
now
my thumb is covered in paint.
That's what I do as well.
I test all my clothes.
Brandon's got a salt shaker, a pepper shaker, and a paint shaker in his kitchen.
It's good for it. It's delicious. It's a
this is some dried blood for the blood guys.
Yeah. If you can every colors taste different, you guys. Let's get into this on a separate
spaghetti needs a little Necron compound.
I know all these colors taste because of all the paint I've eaten over the years, which is probably what happened.
That explains.
To bring it back though.
So yeah, we got two concepts that you're bringing up there. You're bringing up modeling.
What? Are we a modeling? Have we introduced ourselves?
Oh, fuck.
Holy shit.
Holy cow.
Holy shit. Good call,
We're still
Brandon.
In the intro.
Just had a...
It's only 15 minutes in, bud. Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to season 2 of the Cutting Mat Podcast. Tino, go ahead and fucking sign us in, bud.
This is a special episode. Hey, everybody. I'm Tino, also known as Big B Roman, all over the internet. This is the Cutting Mat Podcast, and to my left is the one and only...
Bailey, Kamau, underscore Zeta. Are we at that point yet?
Bailey! Woo!
This is 2020, people.
Yeah, all right.
Bailey! We did it. Okay.
Hell yeah.
Cutting Mat Podcast to my left.
Hi.
All right.
I'm Brandon.
All right, let's move on.
Let's move on, Joel.
No, tell them who you are, dog.
I do mecha genre. I got like an Instagram where I it's called mecha genre, and then I have a website that's called mechagenre.com. And it's I put model kit stuff on there, and I'm building some stuff, and I made some trees recently. It's been pretty cool. Let's move on.
Okay.
Okay, so like I was saying, modeling.
Wait,
are we talking about model
Damn
building?
Dog, just skip right over me. No one knows who I am yet. All know who
this
I am.
This is 2020.
2020.
Guys,
2020.
Season two is going to be rough. Okay, listeners, season 2 is going to be real rough.
That's what they're looking for.
I'm Joel Gumpel of True. Website, truegumpel.com.
Yeah, that's
going
to go to a 404.
That's going to go to 404. You can find me on Pornhub, Instagram, YouTube. Definitely not LinkedIn, because LinkedIn is for cops.
LinkedIn is for squares and
cops. It's for squares, not for Squarespace.
And if you're not a square or a
cop. I will say this, quip. I take back what I said in season 1. If you want to give us free toothbrushes, my teeth need it. So... psych! Fuck you and your one wrong dentist out of 10.
What?
Do you remember that?
What happened to your teeth during
the break?
Do you remember
that joke? That was in the season
we're with
one.
The 1 in 10.
We're actually, this new board does have a channel 5 and 6, so we're going to find that one dentist and Tony Hawk.
I do.
And
the
sit
1
the
in
fuck
10.
Down and figure out what the fuck their problem is.
I have a feeling that Tony Hawk
that's
was going to...
T-shirt right there. We're
not Tony
the
Hawk's problem.
10.
Yeah, exactly.
The doctor's problem. Tony Hawk's going to be there to interrogate the doctor.
Tony Hawk has fucking free time to drive around his fucking little car and ask people, oh, do a kickflip. I'm Tony Hawk. Oh, do a kickflip. And he gives them free shirts and decks. He does good for the people and community. But he can't sit down here and be like, this is why I kickflip.
That's
it
Tony Hawk you're
here.
Talking about, though. He's got better things to do than come on our modeling podcast. Hey, Tony Hawk, please come on our modeling podcast.
He's never going
to
come on our modeling podcast now.
Okay, Tony Hawk, I take it back.
He might.
There you go.
I'm jealous because I can't kickflip. And
I can't either. And what's important is
I used to be able to.
We will all get along.
You know who can teach you how to kickflip?
Tony Hawk.
Tony Hawk.
Dude,
you know how?
I bet you anything. If I spent
your apprentice with him
30 years on YouTube, I would never learn how to do it.
That's correct.
One day at Tony Hawk, I'd probably kickflip.
I bet that's right. Yep, I bet that's right. See?
And
tribal knowledge.
Because of tribal knowledge. There we go.
Okay.
Bailey.
So modeling.
It's plastic. It's fun. It's great.
Different kind of modeling. And I had a brain fart.
So taking pictures of people who are pretty.
Because I switched modes and I forgot that modeling and modeling are two different things.
Oh, wait. Okay? Statistically.
So we're talking about, actually, there's three modelings, right? There's the modeling where we look at, like anorexic women, right? Or whatever.
What kind
anyway,
of modeling are you
that's
looking?
One modeling. That's, you know.
Climate modeling.
Okay.
Quantum.
Yeah.
Quantum.
Yes.
Tunneling.
Okay, so more than three.
Architectural
modeling.
Physical model, like a, maybe like make a plastic thing. Is that a type of modeling?
That's what we do.
Okay,
that's what we're talking about.
Okay. And structural equation modeling, but we're not talking about that.
I like that one.
Modeling with plastic, that's what we do. Here's another modeling. Modeling, you mentioned karate.
Yep. Karate, yeah.
You mentioned carpentry.
Carpentry, yep. Blacksmithing.
Okay, so what is happening when we watch a master show an apprentice, or what is the apprentice doing? He is going to model.
Observe.
Yes, he's going to observe, and he's going to model that behavior.
So
that's
it's
modeling.
Like, it's like when you...
He's going to observe his master,
like
and he's
role
going
model.
To... Yes, role model. There we go. Very similar. Yeah. Yeah, so that's what I'm going.
We're not keeping score, but I'm winning the podcast right now.
You win a podcast.
I don't know.
Dude, your computer says Nerd Room.
Yeah, dude. It's my screensaver.
Fucking let it rip, bud.
What? It's my Beyblade computer, dude. You have a Beyblade computer?
No.
Yeah, a Beyblade.
So, we're all learning, bud.
Yes.
Like, we're learning how to do a podcast.
We're learning how to do a podcast.
Need a mentor. Please call
season two. We're
our
learning.
Second season. Tony Hawk, we need you.
The holidays destroyed us.
Jack Black. We need a new celebrity to target.
2020.
Yo, wait.
I don't think we should.
2020
Jack Black. Is gonna
yeah. 2020 Jack Black. I'm down with that.
Well, he's friends with Tony Hawk. There's a vlog with him and Tony Hawk, and Jack Black has a fucking half pipe in his backyard for
what?
No reason.
I think
his son skateboards.
That's awesome.
Yeah, dude. Jack Black, if you want to build models, come hang out with us.
Dude.
Happy birthday, Jack Black.
Happy birthday, Jack Black!
Woo! All right, back to serious business. Bailey.
Tony Hawk, give us a call.
Fuck! Anyways, tribal knowledge, scale modeling.
Role modeling.
What is it? Role modeling. Apprentices. Mm-hmm. The Dark Lord of the Sith. Level 2.
Have you ever heard of Darth Tyrannus?
Have you heard of Darth Plagueis the Wise?
Darth Plagueis the Wise. Yes. But I just think Dooku sounds awful. Like, honestly, he could totally have done better than Count Dooku.
Damn it, Andy, Darth did you Dooku in your pants again?
Like, don't you dare talk shit about Christopher Lee or Count
Dooku. I'm not talking shit about Christopher
Lee.
Nope.
So, Dooku.
So no, when you
think,
actor character two different
things. I think Christopher Lee had a play in naming Count Dooku.
That's very fancy.
Count Dracula, Dooku. Count Dooku, that's where that came
from.
Yeah,
but Darth Tyrannus.
That just sounds like a Pokemon.
Fucking
yes.
Tyrannus.
It's right, Tyrannus time for the sponsor Tyranitar, portion of the podcast.
Tyrannus Tar.
Or, isn't there a Digimon like that, too?
Yeah. We're getting so off track. Tyrannomon 2020 off track like that. Yes. Podcast. That's what we're doing.
Hindsight is 2020.
Tribal knowledge. What? Let's do this. Let's go around.
Let's give an example.
Let's pass the talking
story time.
And talk about our experience with tribal knowledge and scale modeling. Brandon, you go first.
All right. This isn't where I learned to lick my paintbrushes. But I did, when I was younger, and before I started building miniature models,
mm-hmm.
Because I also paint miniatures and I build Gunpla, and I also build other models, but I really wanted to get good at painting miniatures, and I didn't really know how to do it. Like, I was painting, and I understood that, like, layering was a thing. You know, you have to, like, layer your paints, and you have to highlight and shade, and
yeah.
It was all complex and arcane. And
this is pretty yeah. YouTube, too, wasn't it?
Right. It was YouTube was, like, just starting up,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
and there weren't any good tutorials on
Google
there.
Google didn't buy it yet.
And it's hard to, like, there were articles that I could read, but who wants to read an article about painting miniatures? So
I do.
So
I do.
Well, young me did not. So instead, I went to the Origins Game Fair up in Columbus, Ohio, and they had a intro to miniature painting workshop at the game fair. So I went to the workshop, and I learned how to do all these basic techniques, like super basic stuff. Like, for highlighting, put the lighter color on top of the darker color, and then bake for 350 degrees, you know, for 25 minutes.
And stick then, a fork
yeah,
in
stick
it.
Stick a fork in it and see if any of the miniature is stuck on your fork. But, like, just learning those basic techniques were a starting off point for all of these advanced techniques. Like, once you know basic highlighting, you also know what color washes to use to shade, and then you learn how to do multiple layers of highlights,
blending.
And then you start to figure out how to do blending.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, by the end, like, you can start with a very small foundation and build something that is way more complex than just the thing that you learned.
But was that all experimentation on your part?
Well, all of that stuff was. Like, I would have loved to have somebody to teach me how to do all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It took a long time to learn on my own. So if I hadn't gone to that class and just, like, learned how to do all this basic stuff,
mm-hmm.
I'd probably still be trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that would be... It would take a long time to learn
all
that stuff.
For sure. That would suck ass.
Oh, that would suck ass.
That would suck big ass.
My life would be awful right now if I hadn't learned how to do that. Oh, dude, I would be like, ugh.
It might have been.
That'd be awful.
Let's follow.
The worst.
That'd be awful.
Let's follow that. Let's follow that little thread of time. It could have been 5 minutes before ending up on this podcast of things, right?
And then I figured out, and yeah, I'd be like, guys, true. I figured out how to highlight. And you'd be like, yeah, we've been able to highlight
for move things down the line, and you just miss that magical moment coming into the shop.
But like, I'm just a little bit late and I get hit by a train. Yeah, like that would happen. That's the way my luck goes.
That would just be one version of you, though.
I'm just like slightly late and like a sinkhole opens up.
In the multiverse. That would just be another version.
And then
right?
like a butterfly flaps its wings and then I
oh my God. Tino, talk about some tribe shit you had.
Tornado
to
or
you.
Something.
What's your experience with it? What did you learn?
Take it out of Gumpliff needs to. Take it into
cooking.
Comics.
Cooking.
Auto mechanics.
It's very tribal. We'll get to that.
So there's actually one thing I learned recently for comic stuff.
Drop a fact on us.
So to get like a 90s kind of look to your digital piece, you can do this in Photoshop and in Clip Studio Paint. I don't know about other programs. You can take all of your color layers, duplicate them and put them into one layer.
Oh.
Drop it on top of the entire piece and put like a, I don't know, like an 80% Gaussian blur on it.
Ooh.
And that'll give like that weird soft glow that like 90s and late 80s anime had.
Oh.
Hell yeah. Where did you learn that from, though?
I learned that from Droffy.
That you posted just today that they're not gonna have any more money.
Yeah, we're not gonna talk about that.
Oh no!
Wait, what is Droffy?
So Droffy is part of like Dorkly and College Humor. It was a group of people that would take a prompt, and they would like draw characters to it. So like they drew their own OCs, they drew Pokemon according to like what they could remember, or they did like Dark Souls monsters, stuff like that.
Yeah, random stuff they are told like from your memory drawings.
I've
seen that before.
Yeah, it's such good stuff, and they're all really great. They're all
because they do like little mini tutorials while they're drawing shit.
While they're talking about their drawings because they did it beforehand, and then they talk about the process.
So this was something that you learned from a video.
Yeah,
but it's still like so specific.
Yes,
that somebody
very specific.
Would have had to show you how to do it,
and it's super easy too. Yeah.
And that's tribal knowledge.
Yeah,
that's tribal knowledge, and certainly in this day and age.
Yeah, for sure.
Certainly, how things have evolved.
And online,
yes,
that was the best, most recent example I could come up with. So,
Bailey.
Hey, Bailey, teach us something.
What do you got, dog? I mean, you're a teacher.
Bailey's
you give tribal
professor.
Knowledge.
Yep.
Yeah, I just said something, so.
Well, I guess
I'm
going to
test
it.
You guys in about 30 minutes on it.
I'm actually going to be handing some knowledge down to somebody this weekend, too. The weekend after recording
knowledge
this
about
episode.
What?
Go for it.
Illustrator, actually.
Oh, shit.
I love Illustrator.
Yeah, so.
I hate Illustrator.
I have CS2.
It's 2020, dog.
It's not a joke. I use Illustrator.
This
CS2.
Is not a joke.
I mean, as long as it works for what you need
it
to.
If it works, it works.
So that's not even like. That's like way back before subscription.
Yeah, that's like 1822.
My version of CS2 was churned out by a butter churn in 1872.
Have you got the version of Illustrator that survived World War I?
My version of Illustrator has a beard. It's fully gray.
And it reaches across the room. It's actually Rumpelstiltskin.
I have to braid it. If I don't braid it, I can't find the Q key. It's not good.
Yeah, so one of my friends is... going for a job interview, and I'm just going to give her a crash course. In
cool.
Yeah.
So you're giving your
that's
trial.
Exactly
yeah, I will be handing down tricks that I have learned from other people and that I figured out on my own.
See, that's the point right there, right? It's that kind of quick and dirty, kind of really straight to the meat. You know, that's the essence of like trial of knowledge, because you can go through, like you were talking about, you know, reading an article or whatnot, but certainly that kind of... Give her the rundown of what she might need to know.
Yep,
that is what is most essential to pass on to somebody else.
Control Z.
All that other stuff.
Yeah, pretty much, right?
The Boolean ad, all that, the Pathfinder stuff. You got to teach her that.
Yeah,
but you're also the conduit. He's the conduit from other knowledge from other people.
Yeah,
he's the keymaster.
Well, the good thing about what Tino is doing and what most people do is they filter out. Years of trial and error.
Exactly.
Or
that's the experimentation that you know, asked Brandon about.
That's a big thing that I've had experience with trying to be a master of many hats or fucking jack off a trade dog.
I think it's, It's called jacking off the hat of all trades.
Jacking off hats.
Is the trade dog coming through this year?
Yeah.
Are you going to jack him off?
No.
Wait.
Because I'm a master of none.
Hang on.
That's the one.
Jacking all the hats off.
Don't jack
to
off
trades.
To
course.
Trade. Master of Puppets is pulling your strings.
Right.
There you go.
So, but no, I mean, that's you get that filtered knowledge of
that's
like
right.
all this is bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
From again, when you're learning from someone that's giving you tribal knowledge, keep in mind that for them it might work that way. Still try to do your own thing and just like
that's
no,
true.
Just,
it's
no.
coming from their perspective.
Yeah, yeah. No, for them, like
right.
For example, dry brushing with a fucked up paint versus or a fucked up brush versus like getting a new brush and try to fuck it up on your own or whatever the case is
mm-hmm.
works for them, but you might find out for you the other way works just as good, if not better, for because like it's all different shit. We all make stuff differently.
Mm-hmm.
We all have different work patterns and schedules.
That's right.
Workflow.
There's still some tweaking to that knowledge, and
yeah.
it's analogous to the idea of like you know, in science they talk about objectivity, you know, and objectivity yeah. by and large is a myth because as you have brought up. The idea you're getting this information from somewhere, and you got to question where that information is coming from.
Yep.
We're still when we're talking about tribal knowledge, we're talking about probably getting it from a trusted person.
Yeah.
So the only right. thing that's there that might need to be kind of peeled away is that perspective that they're bringing to it. Like, let's say you're gonna pass that knowledge, of, you know, about Illustrator to her, but it's based on your workflow. It's based on your experiences.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she can take from that. You know what might benefit her.
She will definitely do that and make it more streamlined and make me look like a scrub.
Well, okay, well there
maybe,
we go.
But
and that's
but
part
then,
of the process.
Guess what?
The
you learn from her
right. yeah,
what
yeah.
she changed of your method because your method was an unpolished method from someone else.
Yeah,
see that's
yeah.
that's why. But that's
know?
What that's what the community is for. You know,
yeah.
the scientific community is for peer review.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you filter out the stuff that doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
And but there's no peer review for hobby stuff. I mean, not for most hobby stuff,
well,
unless your hobby is published
there
science.
Is. Contests, competitions,
well,
workshops,
sure, yeah.
talking
when
shop with people.
When it's all
yeah,
said and
bringing
done.
Your work in, and
yeah. we could get
into
that
you.
Because
you can,
when
you
people have
results.
A finished product.
Yes.
That peer review can get...
The results tell a story.
It can get messy.
It can get fucking hot fast.
In the meanwhile, you know, things that, like, certainly that we have right at our shop and right during our meets is it can be very much in the process of things.
Yeah, yeah.
Which should actually prove to the benefit of people as they're doing things. We can make those critiques. We can make those changes. You know, and we have that to a certain extent on Instagram.
You can't
we talked about it already.
Like, you don't do a correction. If somebody's trying something out for the first time watching a video, the video doesn't talk
no,
back
exactly.
to
them. So yeah. that's
exactly.
what's missing.
It's
right.
It's not saying, hey, no,
don't lick that paintbrush. Don't lick that paintbrush.
It's not telling you anything. It just keeps fucking going, and that's where our own kind of role takes place is we have to say, okay, I fucked up. And that's usually when you see people asking questions. It's never, how do I do this? It's like, I did this and this happened.
And this
how
happened.
Do I fix it?
Mm-hmm.
Like when I was learning to airbrush, I told Bailey, like, my fucking thing's not working. What do I do? It wasn't, hey, Bailey, how do I airbrush?
Mm-hmm.
Teach me airbrushing.
Yeah, it was already when I got tribal knowledge off of line.
Clean your airbrush, clean your airbrush, clean your airbrush.
Yeah.
and then
something
wrong
with
your airbrush, clean
Bailey.
Your airbrush.
I literally clean my, I take
yep.
apart
it's
my
not
whole
spraying
airbrush.
Clean your airbrush. No air, clean your airbrush.
Yep.
Dude, yep, I cleaned three airbrushes today.
Yeah, as I say, you're like the,
clean your
the serviceman, the engineer for airbrushes.
No, those are just mine. I mean, I worked on Julian's like a week or so ago, and it. Well, I mean,
was it gunked up?
No, it was an O-ring issue that he had.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So that's
like
thing,
the 1%.
Yeah.
The other 99% is clean your airbrush.
And here's the tribal knowledge for that. Sometimes you can fix those O-ring issues temporarily while you're waiting for the new O-ring to come in with some Teflon tape.
It's fair.
Yeah. Keep your
you can make a quick seal and a pinch.
To come
yeah.
in and
but don't expect it to be permanent because over time the solvent will take the Teflon tape
I
down,
do.
So
I do think that...
It's an interesting one.
Continuing to share... this tribal knowledge that we all have, whether it's through doing articles, a podcast, a video, a magazine,
soon.
A workshop, and a hobby store. I think it's very important. And there's a lot of ethical things behind how you share, if you get paid for it, if you don't. Like that's a whole nother podcast. But I think the reasons why maker crafts, not just scale modeling, prop making, movie practical effects, art, drawing, painting, all this shit survives and lasts for so long because there's so much tribal knowledge because people are willing to share it and they understand if they don't, whatever they're doing is going to just go to shit.
Yeah, dude, that's the community.
It's going
to
die.
And that's why, like, when you see IPMS so willing to accept Gunpla as a new category, it's because, like, there seems to be some understanding that this is the future of model making. So yep, they're passing down their tribal knowledge
quite
to the next generation.
Literally the future of model making.
Right.
So, yeah.
As a Chaz from ODO last year, excuse me, 2 years ago, frankly and dreadfully put is that most of the IPMS folks will not be around in the next 10 years or so.
But see, the community still will.
Yeah, because they're sharing with us their tribal knowledge. And like that's why I think it's so important for people to get the spark of wanting to share that knowledge. Because you get to a point where you've learned, you've done, you've failed, you have kind of mastered your own way of doing things. The next step is to, you can just have it end there and just keep doing what you're doing, makes you happy. But if you want to share that shit, there's so many fucking ways to do it. And I think the best way, and for me, the most fun is doing a workshop.
Yep.
In person. Like you attended that
coming
class.
Soon.
Coming soon, Hangar 18.
I mean, you know
what I love about the tribal knowledge, particularly for, like, we talked with IPMS and whatnot?
Yeah.
Man, we're building the same stuff. You know, those tanks, those planes made out of styrene. Gay, guess what Gunpla's made out of?
Styrene, buddy.
Yep. All
metal.
That stuff.
Wait, what?
Translates over. You know, scale realism, weathering, all that stuff.
It still comes into play. That's, and I think, off subject, I think that's where there's a little bit of a disconnect with IPMS because they don't know that scale exists. To them, they don't know there's a show behind this shit. They just see it's a toy. But it's like, hey, you watch a show, there's a building. We all have buildings.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Scale is immediately established.
That's right.
But all that shit is the same.
Well, yeah, but like, check this out. Plane modelers use future floor polish for their canopy.
Good example of tribal knowledge that is like always a hot topic.
Who figured that out? Somebody's like, hey, I'm going to dip this canopy in this floor polish and it's going to keep, like, it's going to get rid of all the scratches. Yeah. It's going to keep it from yellowing or picking up like cyanoacrylate vapors. Like how?
And it's going to look like glass.
Who did that? Like who knows where that came from? That's been passed down so long.
What is it called?
With Future Shine or Pledge Revive It is the new one.
Yes, Revive It's the new one. There's a bottle in between. I was trying to remember that one.
There's plenty of
the
resources
blue label.
Online.
The blue label was with Future Shine, I think.
No, because there's Future. I mean, I think in Europe they still call Future
it
and
is.
All this
kind
of stuff.
Yeah, but it has wood. It's like brown has wood on it.
But
there's a lot of different ways to we'll
clean. I think there's one.
But see, it's all the same thing. It's a clear acrylic.
It was a thing from old military modelers. It was like a little trick. It was a little like, hey, if you don't want to waste your gloss varnish, you can do this. It's quick and easy. It dries overnight. You're done. Good to go. It's cheap. One bottle will last you a bagillion fucking canopies.
It's
really
super cheap. I love it.
But this is where there can be a rift in tribal knowledge being passed down so many times. I mean, it's like anything from generations and generations of being passed down is that history gets skewed to what works and what doesn't. The big argument right now is that it yellows your model kits.
Yeah.
It's worthless. You just use gloss varnish. Those things, that's a side episode.
We can open
that
can of worms, but let me tell you that I've been using Future
for a long time.
Yeah.
And it works for me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, it's never yellowed.
There are worms on the table.
The thing is, though, is that there's different opinions to it. And now...
But everybody's using it slightly differently, too. Like,
exactly.
Maybe somebody doesn't use it the same way I use it.
It
so
depends.
They hear this. Maybe they hear something.
The big
something.
Thing is, like, it depends on how you use it, your layers of paints, shit like that. But that's... We're not going to get into it because that's a whole thing. But
side
the thing is that it's getting skewed because now that tribal knowledge has been passed down so many different times, so many different variations, so many different mixes and mixtures and ratios that there's people that have negative results and they're tired of seeing that knowledge getting passed down to people and they're saying, they're telling so-and-so, they're telling so-and-so that like, this is how you do it, this is the great way, and then someone's saying, fuck no, it doesn't work, it's fucked in the head, like it's made of spare parts, like it's now it's getting skewed. So now the question is when it gets to that point, does it become even worthwhile trying to pass down that knowledge? Is it something that you should try and fix? Like, so what do you do at that point, bud?
The only way to do it, right,
I mean, it's your experience.
Is yeah. Right. But you have to share your full experience. So sometimes in those cases, when something is controversial or when you have people arguing about whether something works or not, show them. You got to show them.
Yeah.
Because if
preface it with, this is how it works for me.
Right. Yes, this exactly. This is what I've learned.
Why MMV?
Like, here, like my tricks, real briefly.
Your mileage may vary.
Yes, exactly.
I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, your mileage may vary.
I was trying to think in my
head.
But
see, like, if somebody's using lacquers
yeah.
and they put the future on when the lacquer is still hot, they're going to get a different experience than me. I use acrylics, and I let them completely cure before yeah. I use the future. Like every, you know, little things like that can change the way that the material works. You could, if you use any kind of paint incorrectly, you're going to have a bad time.
Oh, yeah, so, of course. I mean,
there are general guidelines for sure.
Right.
That's when, like, a big thing, too, is, like, airbrushing. People are like, oh, Vallejo mm-hmm. sucks in airbrushing. And there's people that swear by it, and they have fantastic results with XYZ
yeah,
paint company.
Yeah, I've seen it, too.
I've been,
it's all
I did some test paints shit. Just yesterday, yeah. and I forgot how, I mean, I was moving off from Vallejo, but I have a couple paints that I need to use from it, and yeah. it's fucking awesome.
And, I have so much trouble with the tip dry on Vallejo, yeah. it doesn't work with my style.
See,
so like,
I can be like, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, see, there you go. It's different.
But flow improver.
Mm-hmm. There's different things before those sub...
Here's another one.
Things.
I don't get too far down that rabbit hole, but some people use water. Some people use thinner, the thinner that it comes with. Some people... don't even use thinner. The flow improver, they use it exclusively as thinning. And we know it's like a mild retardant.
Right, it is.
But
that's what you
people
want.
People use it as a thinner, like exclusively.
Because they don't use water or anything else.
No water, no thinner, just flow improver, and they're thinning it maybe 50-50 in some cases.
It's a good move, and it makes logical sense, especially, like I said, with the tip dry problem. If you need to fix tip dry, you should
use
a retarder.
That's going to knock it out of the park, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Excuse me, boys. Fucking tired. Need a little nappiness.
Sorry, are we boring you, Joel?
Yeah, it's a fucking boring voice.
What the fuck?
But
what the fuck? You made us get out of bed.
Wake up.
We're here at 8 o'clock at night.
We're here at 8 o'clock.
For no fucking
wake
reason.
Up, man.
I could be sleeping.
Yeah.
You wake up right now.
I'm
right
awake.
Now.
Guys, this is Bailey's.
Wake up.
Bailey
I'll
would
on you.
Dead mode.
Tino,
dude.
Hit him.
Now.
He's been hit.
But... for real shit though is
dude,
like
dude, Bailey's got a scary dad voice.
Oh shit!
Oh,
you fucking knock it off! I'll turn this goddamn car around.
Yep. I will turn this guy. Are we at the cutting mat yet?
Are we at the cutting mat yet? But so
that's my experience.
To like pledge paints, all that shit. There's different ratios before it and what that all the different shit. So I think
this is one example. Anyway.
Yeah, my biggest pet peeve, I'll say it, is when. You do see people sharing that knowledge, and they don't say, this is what works for me.
Yeah, 100%.
Because...
that last part, for me.
For me. Because here's the thing is, like, they exist.
This is what works.
I couldn't
gospel.
Say who... Yeah, yeah I couldn't
do
say...
Do not stray from this path.
Yeah.
It's written in this
do
book
not
that I wrote
I can't really,
night.
Like, off the top of my head, I can't say who does this, but I've seen plenty of tutorials, whether it's for, like, software or scale modeling
stuff.
They're like, this is what works. This is the only way that works. That's not fucking true.
Anything else, you have been lied to.
Yeah.
Even in science, there are frequently multiple ways to accomplish the same goal.
Oh, my goodness. Don't even get started on that.
And that's a thing where I think if you're going to... pass down tribal knowledge, whether you are the fucking world champ, the Guinness Book of World Records, you should always preface that this is what I do and it works for me. You may have a different experience because guess what? I could be using a Dollar Tree paintbrush and you have an insane fucking brush I'd never heard of.
So the first ever time
I
won...
two different tools.
Does that mean, hey, man, we're talking about
Krampus
model
hair.
Shit, you want to talk
Krampus
about
hair.
Tribal knowledge, God hand nippers.
Oh,
yeah, dude.
That's a thing where it's everyone
versus Tamiya ones.
Well, just any of them. Everyone beats it into your head. These are the best nippers ever made. You can just cut away any plastic you want, like butter. No, there's fucking instructions.
5 millimeter,
say,
no problem.
Yeah, it's like there's instructions and tribal knowledge that you can get from people that have broken them and say, oh, it was because of this. And that the first thing I always see when in groups where people post their broken God hand nippers is everyone going, rip, waste the money. And there'll be one or two people like, hey, it broke because you didn't follow the knowledge that was given to you.
What did you cut with it?
And they'll be
that,
like, hey,
that piece
this
of runner
is
thicker than your pinky finger? Yeah, the God hand will take care of it.
Yeah, no problem.
A manual is something different than tribal knowledge because a manual tells you what the instrument was designed to do. So a manual probably should be taken as gospel because it's going to tell you what to
do. But in this case, the manual is hard to find. So
you gotta
tribal knowledge has taken over the manufacturer.
Maybe the tribal knowledge should be where to find the manual. Like you have to point them to the direction
and others have been fucking trying to do. But that's an example of like working
WTF
kind of out of hand.
Where to find manual?
Where to find manual?
WTFM.
That should be the new acronym people throw something.
Where to find manual?
That's the God hand version.
Yeah. Who's the manual?
What the find manual?
The man?
Is that a joke?
What?
The man Emmanuel.
Oh, shit.
Why are we looking for him?
You know,
I'm offended.
It's just four people in this podcast. I wish you guys could
someday
hear us
we'll
right
have,
now, but
someday we'll have sound effects.
Ah, oh, fuck. Wait, here we go, boys.
All right.
There you go.
Maybe it was loud enough through my headphones.
That's the wah-wah.
We got it.
You'll have to insert it later.
Yeah.
We'll fix it in post.
So, I mean, long story short, fucking tribal knowledge is a thing that we all either subconsciously or willingly understand that we're learning from.
Mm-hmm.
And where we kind of got off the railroad tracks was workshops.
Woo-woo.
We've all, to an extent, have all taught some version of a workshop here. You guys had a scribing one at Mecha Monsters.
It was fun.
I had the snow one out in California. Tino, you've joined us for the basic classes we've taught at Hangar 18.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this is something
soon.
That even with all four of us doing these, is that when we're teaching this stuff, there's four different variations of how to do the same thing.
Yep.
So
isn't that interesting?
The best way to do it is you have four different people saying, here's how you do this. It works for me because I do this. It works for so-and-so because they do this. And so-and-so's will be like, well, I kind of do what Bailey does because I do this the same way. Let me learn from Bailey.
Yeah.
Hey, we're talking about model building, and we're talking about paints, right? Brandon, you like that red?
What? Yeah, I do.
I fucking hate that red. You
really
like this red? I like this red better. You know what that is?
What?
That's preference.
Yeah,
but I like both of them. What does that mean?
You're bi preferential?
I'm bi preferential.
I think you need to get your eyes checked.
I'm really into reds, apparently.
Anyway, the point is,
that's a great red.
This is subjective.
Yeah, it's all subjective.
This is a kind of, it's based on personal preference.
It's based on personal preference and also based on individual ability. Because
exactly.
I'm not sure if you knew this, but all people are different.
Yeah.
What?
Whoa.
We're not all clone troopers?
Hold on. Okay, Bailey and
Time
I are
out.
The same, but everyone else is different.
Okay, that sounds better.
And if you're not
I'm
like,
okay with that.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what's really interesting is that Bailey and I even presented two different ways to do scribing, panel scribing, at the same workshop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was kind of interesting because there's two different
I uploaded
ways
a different file before I went in, so even though we're the same, I was functioning
right,
off a
yeah.
different
he
file.
He was using the updated firmware, and I was using the obsolete version. But what's important is that the reason why people have different ways of doing things is because they have different, like, sometimes they have skills that they've developed over time that differ.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, like if you have really steady hands because you paint miniatures, for example, maybe you scribe a certain way.
Yeah,
like you're
going to
be a little
true.
More cavalier with your tape application. Me. Or maybe you're like, you want to make sure that you don't screw things up, and maybe you're just better at planning than me, and you're Bailey.
We can get
and you're Bailey.
We can get two pieces of plow plate, styrene sheets.
Wait a minute, are you the reason why I go through like rolls of tape every time I paint something?
No, that's the right way to mask.
That's just
okay.
masking.
Hold on,
there's no way around
masking.
That,
masking.
So that there's no preference for that.
Okay,
masking is you invest in blue tape.
But also yes, because I taught you how to mask. So
you
yes,
spell masking. Tape H-E-L-L. That's how you spell it. Okay. Anyway,
I really enjoy masking. I think it's relaxing.
We could have two sheets of styrene and have the same line on it, and we'll get the same result
the same
or similar
too.
Result. Yep. We'll go about it two different ways.
Totally different.
Yeah.
We'll even call the styrene something differently, and then when it comes time to cut it and put it on the model, we'll use a different cutting technique because that's how these things work.
U-H
Pla?
PLUTE.
I call it uncooked plasty.
I call it styrene. I call it shit styrene. I've never called it plate in my life.
I call it raw Gundam. Awful.
Raw Gundam?
Yeah.
It's like sushi.
Is that a raw Gundam meat?
It's uncooked. It's uncooked Gundam.
It's medium rare.
CRACKCOCAINE.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so what are we going?
That freaking we're tribal knowledge.
I think that was
buddy.
Good, yeah.
I think that's a podcast.
We knowledged it tribally.
But it wouldn't be a fucking podcast if we didn't go to the
the money shot?
The money shot.
Supply drop. I thought I don't know. We've been
vote
floating
right
between
now.
Money shot
everyone
and supply drop.
Come on,
Teal. Wait. We should put that up on Patreon.
Yeah, well we will, but yeah, we can also vote right now. Raise your hand if you agree with me that we should call it the money shot. Everyone's raising their hand. And put your hand down. Now raise your hand if you agree with Tino that it should be called the supply drop.
What? No, hold on. I'm good with
drop.
Either one. We could do call
yeah,
it
I'm
both.
Good with either one. Let's
and
do
then
a vote.
Raise
the
your hand if you agree with
I think,
Joel.
I think we leave
it
up to
should be
Patreon.
Called the uncooked Gundam cave.
What the fuck?
That's good.
The uncooked Gundam cave?
Okay, anyway. Okay, I see you like it. That's good. We got a few people out there. And then now raise your hand if you agree with Bailey that
live
we
vote.
Should all shut
everybody
up.
Everybody tweet at us right now.
Come on, Tino. Knowledge us up the tribal hole.
What the fuck?
What just happened?
The tribal
Lube
hole.
It first.
That's a thing, yeah.
Huh?
Huh?
What just happened?
What's happening?
What?
We have sponsors. Welcome to the Money Shop.
Yes,
we're going to talk about some sponsors.
Forgot about that part.
Oh, that's right, because we're supposed to play the Pornhub intro. That little thing, and then it's the
we're
money
going
shot.
To. We're doing it.
Let's
yeah,
do
it's
it.
The money shot.
The
sorry,
moan.
Patreon. I'm not saying this one, bud.
Okay. It's got to be the money shot. The money shot just happened.
So,
all right, guys.
This is going to be our segment where we talk about our sponsors. We give a little shout out. Now, normally, this is the part that gets skipped in all the podcasts.
We're trying to make
I've
it
heard
fun.
That, but I listen
it
to all
happen,
of them all the way
but
through.
But I will
I
tell you, it's
bothering.
Not going to be just one of us going, like, for example, sometimes the McElroy brothers or whatever the fuck their name is.
The McElroy.
The McElroys.
They're my favorite podcast
yeah,
to listen to.
They're
so
fun.
There's when they do My Brother and Me, it's all four of them doing the ads.
Right.
It's a fucking hoot.
Yep.
But sometimes when they're doing, like, the role-playing ones, it's just Griffin, which is still funny.
Right.
So please stick around and listen to the sponsors because you might learn something. And that's why they keep the lights on. All you on Patreon keep the lights on. I almost just spilled my drink.
On the board.
On the board.
On the brand new board.
On the brand new board that
sorry,
is
Zoom.
Slightly water resistant.
Is it?
It's portable.
Oh, I
do
you
not
said
spit
it was
on the board.
Of,
oh. Let's keep it dry.
Hey, speaking of boards.
Okay, where are you going with this?
I'm not great at segues. Hey, good day, mate. We should talk about...
Good day, mate.
We should talk about Scale Modeler Supply.
Yeah.
You mean SMS?
SMS.
Yes. SMS is a fantastic...
They've been an ongoing sponsor mm-hmm. for quite some time now. Australian-based, like, local paint company. I think Scott does it mainly by himself, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he has probably as a team.
Yeah, as a team,
I've
but
seen a couple of people.
He's usually, like, it's also really cool to see him at events because he's the one selling and
yeah,
slinging
cool.
that shit. It's fucking mm. great. So, but he makes acrylic...
Slinging the paint.
Paints. You're pointing at
plus,
me.
Plus, let's... It, let's. This is tied
sorry,
to
Scott.
Our existing episode, right? So tribal knowledge.
I mean,
all
we can still
stuff.
Talk about tribal knowledge.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean,
okay.
It's in the same episode.
He's,
yeah.
You know, he's still a proprietor of tribal knowledge
just
on YouTube for quite a while.
Yeah.
You know, his old videos
actually, I learned a lot
is a go-to.
Him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So go back to it.
No, I mean, keep going, bud.
But, dude, that's the deal. Like, he's yeah. a modeler, so he knows what people want.
And
exactly.
That's
and he's
why,
made what people want.
How many
want.
Times are you going to find that? Like, you know, you see paints from these giant commercial modeling companies that, like, sure, some of them work, but, like, they're made specifically, like, to hit a bottom line. But these paints are made by modelers for modelers.
Yeah. Yeah,
you'd
exactly.
love to see that.
And that's it's very rare that you see that because there's also a... there's a passion that comes with that.
Mm-hmm.
There's yep. a passion that comes with, like, if I wouldn't use it, why would a customer use
right,
it?
Right, totally.
And he's getting, yeah. like, supplies. Like, so it's not just, I mean, SMS paint, Scale Modeler Supplies. Paints, he's getting, like, he has, like, there's an SMS cutting mat.
He's got pigments, oh, yeah. I believe.
Pigments.
Coming out, brushes.
Nippers, brushes, yeah. mm-hmm. tweezers. Like
it's a whole supply.
You could actually, I would, oh, he's got the fucking... ceramic knives. I want to try one.
Oh,
those.
Dude, those things are awesome.
Yeah, he's got
that
those.
That sounds neat.
You can actually probably get everything you need to get started building
that's
scale
like
models
SMS.
From SMS.
You could do your at-home appendectomies with those.
Exactly.
They're
what?
Super. There's what? ceramic scalpels, dude. They work real well.
They're
non-conductive.
Right,
I don't think he sells like laparoscopic surgery equipment, but I feel like you'd need to do the old-fashioned way. I don't know.
Well, let's not rule it out.
Maybe. I don't know.
Let's not rule it out. But yeah, check out SMS Paints. There's a great Facebook group for them, their Instagram,
right.
Online, Facebook, all that shit.
Where can I buy them in the U.S.?
Through our US next sponsor,
oh.
USA Gundam Store.
Oh
shit.
And they
are set.
They're set in Florida. So good day, mate.
And right. then.
Yeah. No,
I mean.
Yeah, no,
right?
No one speaks.
No.
So we're moving from Australia to Florida.
We're going from Australia to
USA
Florida.
Gundam Store is a really cool place.
You've been there.
I have
been
there.
Yes. He went there.
You're okay, the first one of us.
Tino.
Enlighten us.
Describe it. In
Tell
10
me
words.
All about it.
No, 3 words. Nope. 2.5 words. Describe it.
Super 2.25. Cool get.
That,
see, that's perfect.
It should
you
just
it.
Be fucking awesome.
Fucking awesome. There sure. Yeah. That
fucking awesome.
Yeah. No, so they've got a physical store as well as a well-stocked online store, as we all know. If you can ever make it out to their physical store outside of Orlando somewhere. Yeah.
Orlando.
The fuck was that?
It's
that's how you gotta say Orlando.
These companies are paying for these great ads.
Yeah,
this
seriously.
Is a great ad. That's what they're paying
great,
for.
Yeah,
that's what they're paying for.
It's a really cool place. They have a lot of really great stuff. Their storefront is very well designed.
Yeah.
Nice. And when I went, they were still kind of doing something in the back. But he gave us like the 10-cent tour of everything, and it was really.
They just had
really
their first
fun.
Build meet on the 4th.
Oh, really?
January 4th, they had the first
building.
Oh,
is that what it was in the back? Is the building area?
Nice.
Yeah, is such a cool place.
But dude, I just got an order from them last Friday, and I ordered like a Goof Custom and a couple other things, and like, dude, it's just, they have everything over there.
They have everything.
What kind of selection? Like, you know.
They've got Bandai, they've got Kodo mixed in with all those, is Frame Arms Girls, I saw the new Mega Man X model kit in both versions, the normal and the charge version. I want that charge version so bad.
Oh, my God.
So I had somebody come in to the shop recently and wondered where I got my chisels from.
Oh, hey. So
BMC Sujiborido.
And I got my Mad
Where can you get
them
in the U.S.? Oh, I wonder.
USA
Gundam Store.
We were just talking
apparently
about
doing a restock soon.
So some people swear by BMC chisels. Some people like Madwork chisels.
They got that too.
Bailey likes BMC. They have both.
I like both.
They have both.
And they have both.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
They had like all of Simp stuff too.
Yeah,
which was really cool.
That's
awesome.
If you're looking for a Simp, which again, another sponsor of the podcast, Simp Modeling, you can get it online at USA Gundam, or if you have a Hobby Town, you can get it at Hobby Town, or just check with your local hobby store, because if you don't have a Hobby Town, you have a local store, 9 times out of 10, like at Hangar 18, they have Simp stuff there, which brings us to our next sponsor, Hangar 18 Hobbies in Cary, North Carolina. And Bailey, you work for them now.
What?
So technically, you're sponsoring your own podcast.
That's kind of...
That's
conflict
weird,
of interest, isn't
conflict
it?
Of interest.
Are you? Am I looking into myself now?
You might not be allowed to talk.
No.
Oh,
no. Well, anyway, so
you
we have.
The
sometimes
we
you
have
look into the
come
abyss,
in.
And the abyss looks into you.
Oh fuck!
Sometimes you are the abyss.
That's where's this from? You guys are talking about something I don't know.
I heard it on
what
a
movie
Batman.
Is that?
Airbender
movie.
Is that Batman?
That sounds like a movie.
No, I think it's Batman. This is just like. Old ones.
I thought it was bad.
Oh, that was good anyway.
Is that Batman?
Anyway,
so we have people coming. I mean, we had...
I think it's Batman.
Now I'm going to do a shout-out. We had Rokapla in the shop this past week, and we have people coming from all over. People moving to North Carolina looking for a place to
They're moving here shop. Specifically because they want to shop at Hangar 18. That's how good they are.
I can't speak to that.
They open up a tent right next to the shop.
Yeah. It's wonderful.
But, they come in and they're bewildered by the stock and by the amount of stuff we have, and it
has exploded recently.
Yeah, and it's exploded. Yeah. We had the wall. The wall's gotten like twice as large since the move.
It's awesome.
But just brand even the fact that we have things that you can't get at other places, like you talked about Simp, but even just Gunpla that the big box stores, they're not going to carry the older stuff, and we get that stuff in. So people come in and they're like. Alarmed by what is there,
we
just got
stock and just shit.
Yeah, and we're stocking.
They're alarmed.
Kind of
they're actually alarmed.
Like, oh god,
fight the wall, like,
no!
Up against it.
Look at all the old stuff. No,
We had to like push them out the door. No, I'm just kidding.
Awful.
But we also have talk about the meets and workshops.
Yeah,
and
so we've already brought that up. We have Gundam meets every Sunday. Anytime people come in, and like once again, they're alarmed and shocked and awed
for different reasons. That time,
you know, then I let them know about our you know our online group, Hangar 18 Gunpla, spooked. Which we have quite a few people all over the all over the country, all over the world. But for the people that are here. You know, they also get to come in on Sundays from 12 to 5, and we have a meet every Sunday. You guys are cross-talking me.
God damn, this ain't break time, bud.
We have a meet every Sunday, and, you know, we have four tables now to expand upon, three most of the time. But
it depends, yeah.
Yeah, but, and then we're going to have workshops coming up again. We've done a couple, quite a few of them at the old location. We're going to start picking them up for the new year, and we're going to have them. Keep
now
going.
We got room, bud.
Trying to get some guest teachers for that too.
Yeah, some guest teachers. We're gonna have a whole schedule lined up. So that part we'll talk about further coming up. But stay tuned.
Mm-hmm. And then last but not least, Holy Mountain Printing.
Mm-hmm.
Just fucking doing the goddamn thing and doing it right, doing whatever the fuck we want. That's like that's our new motto for 2020. Is we're doing whatever the fuck we want.
That's cool.
It's like at the top of your balance sheet, you're like talking to the shareholders and you're like, hey, we're doing whatever the fuck we want.
And they'd be like, okay,
we plan to continue to do that. And they're like, yeah, that's why we fucking invest in you.
And of course, I would say the biggest sponsor of all, the biggest people we got to thank is the Patreon. That's everyone correct. On the fucking
thank
Patreon.
You. Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you all for patronizing us.
Yes. If you haven't signed up, it's literally just go to thecuttingmat.com, or excuse me, thecuttingmatpodcast.com, mm-hmm. And you can. There'll be a huge Patreon button. You click that, it'll bring you to the Patreon. There's three different tiers. We very much believe in that if you pay for something, you should get something physical in your hands.
Yep.
Even if you just want to pay to enjoy your digital content, we want you to have something physical as a way to say thank you. So there's different tiers that get you like two stickers a month. There's one that gets you a shirt every 3 months. And we're going to, I guess, announce it here. You're supposed to be getting an ID badge, a membership badge of like your rank and the cutting mat. And people, I posted these badges that were Anaheim Electronic cards, and people bugged out. Well,
they were
guess
alarmed.
What? They are going to be yours if you join the Patreon, and that is the only way to get them.
Dude, these things are super cool.
Yeah. And they're made locally here in North Carolina, which is fucking dope. So those will be going out. We're waiting for them to get finished. Awesome. Then you guys will have your awesome fucking membership cards that make you look like you work at Anaheim Electronics as a random employee, which is pretty fucking cool.
I should join the Patreon.
Yeah, dude. I kind of want one.
Maybe I'll join the Patreon.
There's no promise that you'll be able to use those at Bandai.
They probably can't.
HQ.
I don't know.
Or if you go to Anaheim, California, it's not really a D any good.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, maybe you go to any electronics store.
I mean, if you try,
I own this place.
Yeah.
Look, it's here.
If you try, record it and send it to us, please.
Throw stuff at you. You'll be like, here, you take everything.
Oh. Yeah.
You belong here.
You're the janitor now.
You take everything. You win. You win, sir.
Here's the company.
All right. What's the final score of the podcast?
I'm going to look one up right now.
Tino coming in with a 7.
Oh, that's fantastic. 7. That's great.
Yeah, dude. Good job. Tino.
7.
Brandon coming in with 13 triangles. Breaking a record.
They got the triangles. Wow. I wouldn't even
Bailey
try
Bailey has
that.
A kickflip, the hard knocky, rolling down 50-50 grind, buddy. Congratulations.
Dude, that's 350 points. That's real good.
Thank you.
And I got to change tires. So this has been the Cutting Mat Podcast. Nice. Tina, go ahead and sign us off, bud.
Yeah, sure. Thank you for listening to this very first episode of the year 2020.
Yeah.
Nobody says that, man. Come on. 2020.
2020.
2020.
I am Tino, also known as Big V Roman. I am your sign-out boy, and to my left, once again, is...
Bailey, Kamau _ Zeta on Instagram. To my left, that's the... Yeah, left.
That's the fridge. Oh,
no, that's the other... No, the other left. Okay.
Oh, I am Brandon. I do mecha genre all over the internet, and I'm on a podcast called The Cutting Mat.
You should check it out.
You're on it right now.
Check it out. Yes. I'm thinking about becoming a patron, actually, because they get really cool stuff, and we don't get any of this cool stuff, and I want it. So
gone,
I'm actually
he's thinking about buying an electronics store.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna have to sign up. It'll be good.
Shit.
And who's left?
Fucking me, bud. I'm Joel. You can find me online at Circuit City, circuitcity.com, and also True Gumpo. Actually, I got my website up.
Yes.
It's finally live. Yes. I did my first article. I'm doing shit, boy. 2020, cool. Your boy's going to be building and doing articles. Excellent. And videos.
Websites are like the new thing, I think, right? Like
we, all
the
cool we need kids. You guys to keep
America
thingy
chain,
by the way.
Yeah. America? So if you haven't signed up for the Patreon, if you haven't fucking checked it out, go listen to last year's episodes so you can learn why we have such a weird a boner for Tony Hawk. We just love him so much. We want him on the podcast. Happy birthday, hey, Tony Hawk.
Happy birthday,
and
Tony
now,
Hawk.
And now Jack
happy
Black.
Happy birthday, yes, Jack happy Black.
Jack Black. Black. So,
this makes me so happy.
Yeah,
we could have them both on because we have enough channels now on our new board, so we could have Tony Hawk and Jack Black, and they could
dude,
have separate
we
mics.
Could, and
guys,
we could call
Tony Hawk and Jack Black could have separate
who
mics.
Who can we call?
We're going to put your names on there, guys.
Well, we could call Gwyneth Paltrow, but
Adam
I feel
Sandler.
Like, yeah, Adam Sandler on the phone. Adam Sandler, that'd be so much fun.
Terry Crews.
Terry Crews.
Yeah, we could call Terry Crews.
Right, we have a lot
Crews,
of options
if you're
for
listening.
2020.
Build a model kit with us, bud. He's been building Legos. He's been doing all kinds of crew. Build a model kit with us, bud.
That'd
someone tag Terry Crews on Twitter. Say, hey, these four gentlemen want to build a model kit with you. It's going to be a lot of fun. They have a weird thing for Tony Hawk. They promise not to bring it up while you're here.
It'll
be a lot of
will.
Fun.
Terry, we'll I'm sorry. We probably will.
Yeah. Also, how do you get your muscles to be that sized?
Dude, he works.
Yeah. I could use that.
Mm-hmm. So I think we have a little animal thing, whatever that is.
It's yogurt.
See,
it's all in the
I'm
yogurt.
Sliding the
you
bar
know?
Down,
it's true.
But it's not really doing anything.
The yogurt.
I'm just gonna fade it here.
Okay. Yeah. That's it.
All right.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Mm-hmm. It's already been faded out by now. This is all gribble grabble.
Okay. You think that?
All right.
I wanna